Welcome back to another week of Money Talks. We are back, back again at Montez Press in Times Square. Thank you so much to Montez Press for having us. I am here with the only lesbian I know, I think. Well, are you still a lesbian, would you say?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you like, are you strictly...
No, not Gold Star.
You're not Gold Star. Like, when was the last time you fucked a guy, if you don't mind me asking?
Probably more recently than... I fucked a girl.
Wait, honestly. Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting news.
That interesting?
To hear. This is Hessa. Hessa Denny is here with me. We last convened in the...
On
Zoom, on your podcast. Yeah. But the last time we, like, in person, eye to eye, like, face to face... was in the mansion that we recorded in. R.I.P.
Well, we've seen each other since then.
Well, we've seen in terms of, like, in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, not in podcast land. But yeah. In the real world, we have seen each other, hung out.
In podcast land, we were in the haunted mansion.
In the haunted mansion. And God, that is so sad that we had to vacate the premises.
I know.
But the fact that we discovered the mold, like, live on... Well, not live on air, but, like, on...
Well,
on
it was... I don't know if we discovered it. It was more like, it was just like, hey guys, also there. Don't open that door because there's black mold in there.
Yeah, maybe they knew that it was there, but they didn't know like the severity of the mold.
They didn't want to check.
Thank God we're okay. I keep seeing people on Twitter being like, oh my God, I got some mold in my house. Like my tweets are about to be fired. And
I'm like,
not
like,
for celebrating mold.
No,
absolutely not. Okay, so there's this crazy thing that I discovered last night, which I think you'll find, like, really fucking interesting, which is that they're, like, do you ever get, like, the OnlyFans promotions? Like, do you watch Reels on Instagram? Do you watch TikToks? Like, do you watch, like...
I watch TikToks.
You watch TikTok? Yeah. I don't know if you've gotten these, but there's, like, I feel like on Instagram, there are these girls that are completely... They figured out, like, the hack of the algorithm of, like, how they can show... their tits, which is like they can show their whole nipple and everything because they have a fake baby in the frame. And
that's so amazing.
So it's like, it's technically breastfeeding.
Yes, I was about to say, like, do they use a baby to, like,
it's a fake baby. Have you seen these? I saw them yesterday for the first time, but it's like, it's all these, they look like Eastern Euro. Oh my God, look at this. It's literally a fake. Not the song. It's a fake baby. It's a doll baby. Like, it doesn't even look real, but the algorithm...
And that's
just,
like, it shows that to you, like...
Just so that you... Look, it's the same baby. The hoes will use the same baby.
That's so funny. This baby is, like, one of the highest paid porn actors in the world.
Well, I think it's a baby. So what it is basically, like, they're filming reels of them, like, fake breastfeeding their babies, but it's a fake baby.
It's just them pulling out the tits, like, 1 second.
With their whole nipple and, like, massaging it and, like, jiggling it. And then it's, like, link in bio. Like, and I'm just, like... Y'all are so fucking brilliant for that. Because how can you around the fucking... Instagram has one of the craziest... But also, I've seen dicks on there before. Like, I feel like the algorithm slips through the cracks. But the fact that they found a hack of just, like... Those bitches are probably making, like, tens of thousands of dollars USD a month. And they live in, like, Serbia or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're fucking living in a fucking palace.
That's like $1 billion. Yeah.
But then sometimes you see the women who are, like, it's a real baby. And they're...
That's where it's, like...
And they're always kind of, like, more busted. And it's, like, a little more, like, dark. Dark, like, vibes, and it's not lit.
It's a worse Echo 2K song playing in the background.
It's just like, well, you get it, and it's like, like, are you good? Like, I feel like there's been some of them where I'm like, this isn't chill. Like, I can see your baby in this video. Like,
because they're still like link in bio.
No, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, not with the baby, bitch. Like, that's crazy. I really think that, like, children, on one hand, I think a mommy's got to do what a mommy's, because sometimes mommy got to get them coins, sweetie. Mm-hmm. So you best suckle up on this titty.
But you should put the baby in the other room if you're gonna be.
No, I agree. Like, I don't think that you should do this. I'm just saying I can understand it. Like, I don't advocate, like, children shouldn't, like, that. Like, did you read about the woman who was teaching her daughter, her, like, 5-year-old daughter, how to, like, wax bitches? Because she was, like, a waxing girl.
Okay, that's just a successful businesswoman.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but she's going to jail. Like, they investigated her and they were like, you are going to jail because you exposed your daughter to pussies. But it was like, it wasn't sexual. It was like, let's get this money, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, I want to teach you how to. And even in her caption, she was like, we create intergenerational wealth around these parts. And I was like,
okay, this is kind of on her if she was posting this online.
Like, being you didn't have to post the video. Like,
my daughter, crazy. Here's my daughter waxing.
But at the same time, like, I think it's the video is a bit much, but at the same
time, he's like four.
Okay, but so what's crazy. The difference between that and when I go to the motherfucking deli and the person behind the deli is six? Because at my deli's lately, I walk up in that
period.
6 year old at 2 a.m. and
no,
I'm like,
period.
I ask them, like, how are you doing in school? They're like, fuck school, like, I'm gonna open my own deli, and I'm like, not your six saying this, like, there is like these brothers who work at two of them.
Here's my question.
What?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's so fine.
My question is, like, you're a woman who's going in there to get a wax, and this woman is
to the salon for a second. Not a wax at the deli.
No. And this woman is like, hey, my coworker's gonna do it for you.
And then a four.
And then a child wearing like a diaper and a Dora the Explorer T-shirt like comes out.
That's my question, is like, the bitches who were getting the waxes, like, what do you do? Because I feel like getting a wax is such a vulnerable thing where it's like, I feel like my waxer could do anything, and I would just be like, yeah, of course, absolutely, like, whatever you need to do. Because it's like, you're seeing my whole shit. Like, I'm vulnerable on that table. So it's like, anytime I've gotten a wax, it's like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm coming from a perspective of like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Like, for doing this, because
the
wax bitches, like, you're waxing hoes, pussy, asshole all fucking week. Like, that's crazy. Like, so if they did that, I would be like, come on now. You can't have a baby do it. But
I think the baby is where I would draw the line.
But until the baby, I would be like, I got it. It's fine. But but I do think, like, I could see a woman be like, well, I need to get this motherfucking wax done. So I guess if the baby got
I'm getting fucked tonight.
Somebody got to do it. I need this pussy falling off the bone by 6 p.m. because I got a sneaky link. Like, I do think. Yes. Everyone's taken, but we have a 4-year-old who can get you together, girl.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you okay with a back and forth or a rapport with the person who is waxing you? How much do you want to be spoken to, kikied with?
Okay, it really depends.
I got really close with my laser person.
Same.
And she was like 4 foot, like 4 foot seven or something. She was so short. And she was like 9 months pregnant for like a year and a half that I was going there.
Oh.
And I loved her.
Did she get re-pregnant?
I don't know. I think she was just like, maybe I'm just not used to seeing someone pregnant like for
so
long.
It takes a long time. Like, it's longer than you think. Like,
9 months.
Like, it's almost
a year.
And sometimes it's 10.
But the when her baby was born, I got her a present for the baby.
Oh.
What
was it? What was the present you got her?
I gave the baby, I had like an old Nintendo DS, and I gave it to the baby.
Well, the baby's not going to be able to use it for at least like 7-8 years.
Well, she also had a son who was like 7.
Okay, so it's just a general.
That was, she always brought in like every day.
Okay, I feel like, do you ever feel with your laser tech, because I have laser techs, I've had a lot of laser techs. Because sometimes, like, a laser tech won't do what you want, and they'll be like, no, like, I'm not cranking it up to 12. And I'm like, you're gonna, or you're gonna lose my business and somebody else fucking will. And they're gonna do it at the fucking beauty spa, bitch. So if you don't wanna crank this machine beyond, like, to the part on the machine where it says, like, do not put it there, do not put it
crank
there.
Crank it, like, to James Bond getting killed by Goldfinger.
Oh,
level.
Baby, I want like about fucking, to cut it in half. I need to peel a little bit. Like, I need that shit to fry me, because what the fuck am I doing spending $100-something? And you're not about to laser my fucking face off. I'm trying to be bald, bitch. But I will say,
I need to see it kill a rat by shooting a beam through its head.
It should kill something. Maybe like, it can kill like an ant. Like, if it kills an ant, we're there.
Yes.
But I have this laser tech, or I've had this laser tech. I haven't seen her in a minute. whose name is Tracy, and she's
legendary. Oh, I know. Legendary. You, yeah. The legendary Tracy. I've never been to Tracy.
But she's on that, they do that Nympho Wars episode with her. Yes. Why I wanted to start going to see her, because I was like, this bitch is everything.
Yes.
And she was everything. She was, we were on the fucking.
She's renowned.
Well, she told me one time she felt like I was a fallen angel, and she asked if I was Lucifer. She was like, are yeah. you, she was like, you're, she like made a joke about it. She was like, you're kind of a Lucifer, aren't you? And like winked at me, which knowing her like vibes in the world.
She
like,
loves talking about reptilians.
Well,
I've heard.
She's like obsessed she loves, with like, demon people. Like,
yeah.
What does she look like?
Just like in the best way, like queen of the subway people, like
yeah.
silver makeup. Like,
and her voice. Can you do an impression of her voice? She has a very
so everyone doesn't know this, but the
not a lot of people know this.
Not a lot of people know this, but the demons started in the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution was
the Enlightenment.
Demons that were
under, the Freemasons.
Stuck underneath the rock for in hell, yeah. for 10,000 years, and now they're out, and they created iPhones and 5G. And like
they used the street layout in DC to awaken the demons.
And I don't say that to be mean. Like again, this woman.
She's an icon.
I can't. I kind of want to see her again soon. I need to take a break from her because we're just getting a bit much. But she is fucking everything. But then I've also like I love her and she. Oh, bitch, she's going to zap that shit. Mm-hmm. Like I have to do. I do K for my laser because I'm like I'm not gonna feel. I can't feel this because I'm gonna cry. Like she really gets in there. But I've gone to other people. Like I go to the Russians sometimes.
The Russian. I go to this Russian lady.
I go to this iconic Russian lady in. Midtown, what is your Russian? What is the vibe in your Russian lady?
It's I go to Manhattan Med Spa, also in Midtown.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe I shouldn't have said the name of the place, but
I'll censor it.
The vibe of the this lady was she was like doing my face and my body, and she kept telling me all of this like really personal stuff about her. And then I was like, Are you sure it's not like turned up too high? Because it like hurt worse. This is I was going to a new place and it was like the first time I'd been there. So I was like,
okay.
Are you sure it's like not gonna like do anything bad to my face, like damage my face? And she was like, You think I would hurt you? You think I would hurt you? How dare you? I thought you knew me. And
Period.
Then she was like mad at me for the rest of the time.
She should have been.
And I was like, to, I know. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding? What a blessing.
I love her though.
What a blessing she said it to 15 Ho. Like she's trying to get this.
Yeah.
She's trying to get you unclocky. Like she yes. wants to get you dollified. Stat. Do you feel like with your laser people that there is a... like a forced feminization kind of dynamic there?
Oh yeah.
Sometimes I have a laser tech. Not Tracy, because Tracy is like... a cryptid that like set up shop and is like I do laser in my like hut for mm-hmm. this shit. Like she's like Tracy is everything.
Lives in a house with like chicken feet under it that
well,
runs
I don't
around
know
like
where
in...
she lives
out of like sadism more than anything.
No,
she's an angel person.
She's an angel.
Truly.
I mean, she told me like she'll do my laser and she'll be like let's get this cleared by summer because we don't know how many summers you have left to enjoy. And I'll just be like, bitch, what the fuck? But thank you. Like, she really believes the world's ending, and she's trying to get these trannies cleared as quick as possible.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
we can live our truth until the fucking mm-hmm. world ends. And I think that's so cool. She's like, she is.
And she'll give you free appointments and stuff.
Oh, like, yeah. She's everything. She is fucking $70 full face and neck, and she tears it.
Mm-hmm.
But she will tell me I'm gonna get put in a van. Like she one time
yes.
was like I showed up and I was not even dressed slutty. Like I was wearing like a medium like a mid thigh skirt and like tights and like a fucking top and everything. Like I was not that slutty.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, careful dressing like that, they're gonna put you in a van. And I was like, who? Like that's so crazy of you to say to me, but also like I can tell you care.
Mm-hmm.
She always calls me Charlene Clan because she like that's what she calls all the trannies that
yes.
go. Like she just calls them. She'll be like, oh, you know Charlene, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, I guess. Like, but it's mad funny. But I feel like with some of the Russian hoes, because I go to the Russian and Ukrainian hoes, and honestly, after all the Russian and Ukrainian stuff, like when you go to them, they're very like apologetic. Like they're very like, we're so sorry for like what motherland is doing vibes. Like not mm-hmm. directly, but they're like, they're scared. Like, cause people
yeah.
don't want to really see Russians anymore. But, mm-hmm. but I feel like there's this one girl that I see there and she will come into my session and she'll, like, just like tell me how beautiful I am and be like, did you get some new filler done? You look really incredible. Like, just so, and she'd be like, so feminine. And she says that like every time. And I think she feels like that I'm like, she is kind of like a Danish woman a little bit. Like, I feel like,
I think whatever this might be the person that I see also.
Girl. The Danish girl. Like, it feels a little bit like.
Oh, you think she, I thought you meant she might also be Danish.
No. It's like, she is like trying to get into, she's like seeing a tranny floor. She's trying to make a tranny flourish.
Yes.
Like, it's very sweet, but it's also,
but it's also misguided. Like, it's kind of very, like, it's like, you're so brave.
Right. Like, I mean, I'd rather have that than the alternative, but I do a bump of your.
Yeah.
Do you mind? Hessa brought Coke and she said that she would give me a bump.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't be in this studio after last week without a bump. Wait, yeah. Is there a key? Does someone have a key?
Yes, queen. I have my key.
Okay, bump.
They have mushroom chocolate here too.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Should I like eat a little bit?
Ooh, girl. You got she there.
So Hessa, have you been watching Drag Race season 16?
I have not.
This year. Do you watch Drag Race typically? Like, are you a Drag Race viewer?
I used to be.
Like, when did you fall off?
I've gone through two phases of Drag Race viewing. One was in high school.
Okay. Season six, seven?
In high school, it was like really early seasons. Then I did a revival where I went from the beginning, maybe 6 years ago. I was like, all right, I'm going to go from the beginning and watch through.
Oh, love. You watched, like, did you watch one?
Yeah, I watched one.
Two,
yeah.
Three.
I think up through season 9 or 10 or something. Which is the season with, like, Bianca Del Rio and, like...
Editing note, I somehow didn't think to bring this up while we were recording, but I used to live with Bianca Del Rio's nephew, I guess, who ran, like, a Uber packages... illicit substances ring out of our apartment. But he said that Bianca Del Rio was really cool. He was like, Roy's awesome, but we don't really see him anymore. That is season 6. Mason, do you think you could help me with this? Is like just kind of drooping. I can just watch it falling in front of me.
For the people at home, there's a guy whose penis is out in front of Angel. No, I'm just...
Can you imagine?
This is just kind of drooping.
I would like to be at a point where there's just, like, some naked person.
That's, like, the Howard Stern level of, like...
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get there. I mean, I would totally get naked on the podcast. I don't care. Maybe, like, just a panty.
Yeah. Did you see that picture on Twitter today of Amanda Lepore, like,
completely fully nude,
talking to...
Vagina out.
Yeah.
I love that trick. Like, she got what must have been, like, one of the first 100, like, vaginas in the world.
Yeah.
Like, neo vaginas in the world. And she said, you think I'm gonna fucking put this away? Like,
yeah, no.
Come out at any opportunity. And I appreciate that with Amanda, because there's something so cunt about, like, yes, my pussy was made by... artists, doctors.
Artisanal.
Like, yes, I have an artisanal pussy and I'm gonna fucking show it off, bitch. Mm-hmm. And she did it in a MAC campaign. She had her pussy out. To have your pussy out in a MAC campaign is like, how could you be more fierce than that? Like, how could you be more iconic than David LaChapelle shooting you pussy out?
And her, like, one-upping Pam Anderson, kind of, in that
I didn't
shot
even see
of, like,
Pam the first, like, five times I saw the photo.
She's just, like, looking at her, like, in awe of, like, oh,
how
this
could
is,
you
like,
not? Like,
the ultimate.
She is, I think that, I think so Amanda cool. Lepore is, I read her book maybe, like, 15 times, and it's called Doll Parts.
That's
it's
a good
so
title.
Good. It's so good. But Amanda Lepore is, like, to me, when she walks into a room, it's, like, so captivating because she has that energy where, you know, she's just motherfucking living life and loving it. Like, because she got, bitch, imagine being a trainee all the way back then.
Yeah.
And you become a beautiful doll tranny. Like, she would do tasks and, like, work for the tranny in town, like, on the fringes of town to get exchange. She would trade it for hormones in high school. So she was over at this hoe's house in high school. This, like, she found the old tranny and she was like, I'll do whatever. Like, I'll sew your clothes or whatever. I'll fix stuff, whatever you need. If you give me that.
Like Karate hormones. Kid, but instead of learning fighting, she's
how
learning being
a
woman.
Fierce bitch. Like,
so
that is
cool.
So fucking cunt. I wish that legendary. I had that when I was that age. Like, if
no,
I was
absolutely.
In high school and there was like a weird tranny that lived in like a shack like on the side of town that could like teach me the ways, like I would have been up in that hoe.
It's like that show Veneno. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, it's so yeah. You know, I honestly like I thought I would watch Veneno and be like, this is whack. Like I
it's
thought
so good.
Be, like it's cringe. I thought I would be like, oh, it's woke vibes. And then I actually cried like 15
times. It's like so like, emotional. It is I was so dying. Fun. I was like, oh my god.
I finished Veneno and was like, I want to be. Like, I can't die until I'm that kind. Like, mm-hmm. I can't, like, that was, like, my... But then, like, old Veneno, when Jen...
She got, like, foresty transition. Oh, when Jen, what?
Jen, like, Jen Venmo'd, or Venmo'd. Jen don't Venmo.
Veneno'd.
She FaceTimed me, and she was like, I feel like old Veneno. And I was like, you feel like old Veneno, bitch? Like, that's fucked up. Like,
yeah, that's the worst, like... Jen looked better than old. Even no, at the worst, did. Looked better than
absolutely.
Old.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, are you... So, you're not watching Drag Race. You started watching Drag Race at... When you were in high school. You watched yeah. until season, like, 6 or something. The current season is, like, so shocking. Oh, so shocking to me. And I, like, have not been able to peel my eyes away. I got my boyfriend into watching Drag Race, and it's, like, very... crazy to see. He'll like I told him today to put on music while I got ready, and he put on like RuPaul's Best Of like mm-hmm. album, and we just like danced around the house to it and like got ready to it. And it was so shocking that, to hear my like straight boyfriend be like oh, I love this song, like I love like Peanut Butter, like
straight people do be loving Drag Race.
It's so good RuPaul. Though
like I know it's there's a reason.
I'm kind of over
it's the like, ultimate like reality show for real.
Well, I just think that it's like it was born out of his psychedelic mind, because he was like he had allegedly like an LSD addiction for
yeah
we were like
oh I didn't know this about
yeah him. We were talking about RuPaul a little bit.
No wonder he's like has that
the
you
self
know.
To him, like
yeah,
the way that he
the aura.
The aura is a good way to put it. But he did so much. He would do acid like allegedly like almost every day, or like all constantly, like constant acid. And I think the show is such an outpouring of like his twisted mind that has learned like every lesson like ascended from that.
Yeah.
Angel,
do you think you could host a show somewhere in between RuPaul's Drag Race and The Swan?
Yes.
And for it to be Angel's Swan
cuntification
race,
like
mm-hmm. oh girl this
and
is my dream
would, and what wow would that look like
that would actually that's
this is my dream if I just had like if I could do a cast of like
otherwise like in the Swan reboot it needs to be brought back and Angel needs to host.
Well, my thing with the Swan, if you guys don't know what the Swan is, it is an incredible show that we love so much where bitches get
it's like the craziest. Like, it's so crazy.
Like a housewife from like the middle of nowhere, Ohio is like, hey,
it's Pimp My Ride, but for your face.
No, Pimp My Ride for your whole body, mind, yeah. soul, and pussy, bitch. They would have like a fucking mom from Ohio be like, I just don't feel sexy anymore. And then they just fucking put her through a billion surgeries, like every surgery you can think of. No mirror. You're not allowed a mirror. And if they catch you in the mirror, you're disqualified.
That's like the craziest thing about the show is this, like the reveal when they look at themselves in the, like at the end. And
oh, you've seen the show.
Yeah. And they're like, always, there's this thing of like, they're like, wow, I'm so grateful, and they start crying, and it's like so clear that they're just freaked out, and they're just like,
well, they're also like, damn, shit. I'm beautiful. Like, what the fuck?
They're like, I don't. Change? Yeah, they have like a psychotic break. It like gives them like a dissociative episode.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Oh my god. Oh my god. Well. Thank you. Heck yeah.
But when that's the type of psychotic break that I'm craving. No, I exactly, look in the mirror and I'm exactly. like, I'm beautiful. Like, and I just start sobbing and crying and like fall to the floor and have a seizure. And I come back and I'm like, I cannot wait to take this shit for a test drive. But I yes. think that like, I was reading interviews with some of the women like years later and they were like, it was traumatizing. It kind of blew up a lot of my life. Like my husband left me, like it was pretty fucked up and I would do it again any day. And I was like, yes. bitch, yeah, like you fucking,
yes.
they fucking snatch your whole being, like every part of your life. Mm-hmm. Like I would do it too, but I want to host, that's my dream, is to host it, but I want it to be like all dolls.
Yeah.
And have it be like the doll war, because that show was a competition, which people don't really talk about that, but like the swan was, so you did the initial transformation, that's what most people are familiar with, but then they would each week, they would pick the one who's cunt, who turned cunt the most, mm-hmm. and then she would go on to compete in a pageant with all the weekly winners. Like there was like a semifinals, which is what we all watched, and then there's a final pageant, and then one girl wins, and I think she wins like $500,000 or something.
See, I
yeah, she's the
she
swan.
Becomes the swan.
She's the swan, like the most yeah. beautiful transition. Mm-hmm. But I want to do that with trannies. Like I would love to have like a panel of like
starting with all like the like shut in like.
Just botched
knee-high socks.
Just like bitches that just need some help. And then there's yeah. nothing wrong with that. But it's like anybody should be and can mm-hmm. be beautiful. Like it would be so cool to lock. Well, not lock, but like for allow them to.
And
it's
a
in.
Social experiment too.
So,
no, but it
could be so holistic.
But I would want weekly yeah. challenges. Like I would feel like I would want it to be that, but like in more of like a America's Next Top Model format or Drag Race format, where it's
exactly.
like they have to like, okay, now they have to participate.
You have
in,
to
like,
do a cunty Instagram video.
Yes.
Like whoever gets the most hearts on their video is like,
yes.
Or something like that.
I would love like a challenge that's like everyone has to create branded content for Fashion Nova mm-hmm. and whoever slays wins $10,000 furnished by Fashion Nova mm-hmm. and the bottom two have to I don't know about lip sync for their life.
No.
Maybe like they have to show up looking cunt and whoever looks the most cunt, like they get like an hour to go cuntify themselves and then they have to come back and whoever wins
yeah.
gets eliminated. But mm-hmm. I would love to be the host and like it would just be so beautiful to be like, babe, you're looking cool, like you're gonna look great, like you look decent, like you're mm-hmm. not, it's a good canvas, but like let's take you to supermodel fucking territory. Like yes. I think that would be so refreshing, and to see bitches be cunty
and how it would change their, you know, how they act kind of might be interesting to see too.
Well, I think like, it's like a lot of trannies want that. Like we see the GoFundMe's, yes, exactly. like the butterfly funds and such.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that it would be so cool to just like eliminate all that. Just come on the fucking show, ho.
Yeah.
And be cunty. And then
we'll
be shady
for everything. Like,
yeah. It'll all be paid.
Because you don't even need a cash prize after a point because you're just like cunting everyone up. Like that's the prize.
That's kind of true.
But the winner, there has to be an incentive to win.
Maybe it's like every stage of the competition, you get another procedure.
Yes.
And so if you stayed this week without being eliminated, like you move forward
yeah.
and you get to keep getting cut. And then whoever wins gets like surgery for life.
Or gets like the like, Dr. Octopus arms installed on their back.
Not the doctor.
Yeah.
But that's a different, that's like the Dragula version of this, yes. of this show. It's called like Chucky Doll.
Yeah. It's called it's called Freak Island or something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would absolutely host that. I think it would be fab. Mm-hmm. All I can think about is like, because I feel like lesbian dating is such a mystery to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm starting to be around more lesbians lately, but it's like, and I've dated women and like, I'm not a lesbian, but like, mm-hmm. I've dabbled. I've like put my toe in, stuck my toe in. Not in there, but like I've stuck my toe mm-hmm. in like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
waters
yeah,
yeah, yeah. of dyking. And I, mm-hmm. not for me, but I'm curious. I'm just so curious about like what you're, are you seeing anybody? Like what is your...
Not really right now. It's been a little while, which is mostly...
You're in like a dry period.
Yeah, I'm in a dry period. But also I've been, yeah, hooking up with a lot of guys lately, which...
What?
I don't know. It's still fun to, you know, because it's a lot easier, I feel like.
Is that normal too. For you?
Yeah.
What is easier about hooking up with a guy for you? Like, what about that is like... Because I understand bitches can be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like guys are like...
I never know when a woman is like actually into me or I'm there's like,
or like
a weird,
playing a psychotic mind game with you.
No, like there's like a weird mental block where I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to be come off as like a creep to her or something, or like come off as like weird, or, you know, I don't want to embarrass myself. But if there's a guy who's like coming on to me, it's like, oh yeah, this is like, this is so obvious.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. That makes sense to me. I mean, guys are way more direct. But do you feel like, what type of guy do you go after if you're like fucking on a guy? Like, is it a specific type? Do you
it's
fuck
all
guy
sorts
square?
Of types.
Like,
no.
Describe somebody that you fucked lately. You don't have to give a name. You don't have to give a description that would out who they are. But like, what was the most recent person you dated or like fucked or whatever the case? Like, what was he giving?
He was kind of, he was pretty tall.
How tall?
Like 6'2".
Okay.
That's not bad. A beard.
Love.
Mandatory. Handsome. Not like necessarily thin, but like not, you know.
Skinny fat or like fit?
Fit.
Okay. Fit is, I can't do skinny fat, but fit is everything.
Yeah.
Well, how was the sex? Was it giving?
Yeah, it was fun. It was great.
Do you think you'll re-tap that? Or not?
Yeah, I might.
Period.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. Was that the first time that you had smashed this hoe? Or they repeat?
No, repeat that was the visitor? First time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you looking to make a love connection at this time? Or you're feeling
like, absolutely.
What are you looking for in a partner?
I'm looking for, I don't know, a beautiful, beautiful woman who loves watching movies and shit.
Like, are you like homo romantic? Like, do you like only, would you date a guy or you're like only fucking women?
It would have to be like a really, I have dated guys before, but it would have to be someone who like, you know what I mean? Is like, they would really have to like sweep me off my feet, kind of, you know?
You would need to be pursued, Boots, by me.
Not even. I think, like, I, not even pursued, but I would have to, like, immediately be, like, oh, there's something so special about this guy. And, like, I like them, like, so much. And, like, pursued even is the exact opposite. I would have to, like, see them and be, like, oh, I want this guy like more. He would have to make me act like a moron, like when I'm talking to him, like, hey, like, and then he doesn't text me back for an hour and I'm like, he fucking hates me, I'm gonna kill myself. Like,
no, I feel that. I'm also, I just put it while you're talking, I just put it in my mouth.
And yeah,
I feel like I have this illusion in my mind that I can, wow, I sound crazy. I have this illusion in my mind that I can put a zen in and it's going to be casual and like it's going to be chill. And then it just isn't. Like, it's just like, I forgot that I just have a piece of cotton like in my in my mouth. Like, I feel like I just had dental surgery. I'll take her out in a minute. But
I think it sounds, it doesn't sound that bad.
Oh, not, I was choking on the fucking zen. Okay, abort mission. I can't with her. She's going on the here.
You almost put it like directly on the mixer.
I know. Oh my God. Well, I was like, I don't own the mixer, so maybe that's the best place to put it. But then I was like, I'm trying not to be that ratchet.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you luck in your love endeavors. What does your dream girl look like? Like, height, weight, body color, ethnicity. Body color is crazy. I meant hair
body color.
I'm not talking like skin color. But like, are you, describe your hoe. Like, is there anybody you're crushing on?
I mean, yeah. I mean, just a beautiful woman. I like any kind of, you know,
just any beautiful. I feel like it makes you nervous.
Talking about, it does. It does.
Talking about the women that you
attract.
Do you get like flushed, like think like flustered thinking about women a little bit?
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that's a sign you really like girls. Like, you strike me as like, you actually just really think girls are like, because that's, I feel like that's me, but I'm not like that at all too, where it's like, I love women. Like, I think women are just like actually so fucking cool.
Yeah.
But then like, when it comes down to it and you're,
when the chips are down.
When the chips are down, am I eating pussy? Probably not.
Like, yeah.
I'm not that type, but I do, I understand like the, like women sometimes make me more nervous. I feel like men don't intimidate me because like y'all would fuck a horse or pig or a monkey.
Exactly.
Clearly.
That's why,
so I do think like, a woman, on the other hand, is like, you're a full person to me. Like, you're like an entity. I actually respect you. And that's like very, very true of lesbians, where like, I feel like some of y'all get so flustered. And it's like, does she like me? Like, is she going to kiss me? Like,
turns you insane.
Yeah. Like, the tension. I can't with like the psychosexual tension between.
It's torture.
No.
It's torture.
Do you feel like when you're dating men, like, is there any part of you that is into, like, a feminine guy or, like, a kind of eggy guy?
Not eggy.
So at all. If it's eggy, you're not down.
It's a huge turnoff, I think.
But you've dated, like, trannies. Is that a turnoff for you, like, a trans?
No.
No? You're, like, you're fine for dating
Like, a trans woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine for me.
But, like...
But an eggy guy is like,
for our uninformed listeners, can you define an egg?
Oh yeah, I mean, an egg is like, I feel like I always think everyone knows what an egg is, but egg is like a uncracked trans, like a trans that's still a guy, but you can kind of tell a little bit.
Yeah,
and like, you're just like, girl,
the reason I would never, that's why that's such a turnoff for me, and I would never ever, is because like, if you are like a guy who I'm dating, you are probably like of a certain age where it's like, just shit or get off the pot, you know? Like, if if you're trans, like, just be like, transition already. But if you're not, like, shut the fuck up about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about like, oh, I actually like, you know, can you do my makeup? Like,
No. Yeah. I mean, that stuff is like so cringe to me. Like, I really can't. I can't imagine like doing a man's makeup and being like, you're going to be so pretty. Like, I would rather kill myself. Like, I really don't think it takes a strong tranny to be like, yes, like I'll help you feminize, queen. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I've done that with like friends before, but like
but with a friend, that's so different. Cause like, you don't have to like fuck your friend. Like, I think to be like, to help your to help somebody transition is very different from helping like your boo. Like, like, bitch, I thought you was my trade. And now
exactly.
I'm like out here putting like Charlotte Tilbury on your face. Like, if that's like my calling, it's not my mission, like it's not my gospel, like not my ministry. Like, I'm really not the one who's gonna sit there and be like, so after a couple more rounds of laser, this won't be a problem, but like, we're gonna take some orange concealer.
But what does a Maddie Hayes makeover look like?
On a egg?
To a pedestrian.
A veteran trans.
I think to a trans. I can tell you what Maddie would do, and then I can tell you what I would do. Mm-hmm. Because
Maddie would do to who?
To like an egg, I would say. Like, to an egg, I think Maddie would be like maybe a little too affirming and like be like, no, it's fierce. Like, we're going to put you in this like archival thing, like harsh haircut and like wedges.
That's like kind of hateful, I think, in a way.
But it's like, I feel like for cis girls, you can't really blame them for
it's different.
You can't blame them for like not, it's like they do have like RuPaul brain a little bit, where they're like RuPaul's Drag Race white girl cis girl brain, where they're like, oh, you would look like so, like, you just need to step into your cunt, mama. Like, I feel like that's not necessarily like,
no, it's not
helpful advice. Like, if I were gonna tell a tranny what to do, like a fresh pre-cracked or cracked, I would say, girl, do it in secret for as long as you fucking can, ho. Get those moans, take them over time. Don't get like crazy. Do not put a wig on yet. Like, you're not ready. Like, wig comes later. Like, wig comes, like, that's advanced sorcery. Like, it's advanced tranny sorcery. Like, you don't put the wig on until like you really know.
Especially buying a wig.
No, because you don't even know.
Like, it's like buying a car. Like, you need to know what you're doing, or else you're gonna pay.
You're gonna get ripped off.
Like, 10 times the price for a bad wig.
When you're going to look fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like a fucking sissy crossdresser on Grindr is not the move.
Yeah.
Stay away from the wigs. I mean, this is for, like, I would say this is more so for white girls. Like, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I feel like
black girls
have such a different culture with wigs, so it's so different. But for, like, a white egg, like, just lay off the wigs. Don't do synthetic. Like, spin good for the first one. And then I feel like you laser ASAP, like, in secret still. Like, you're only doing your makeup, like, before bed. Like, you're really getting... You're not full-time yet, sweetie. I think we need to bring back full-time as, like, a terminology for TS. Like,
that is kind of, yeah.
If you're not, like, out here, if you're not ready to be out here, you're not, like, a full-time transsexual. Like, you're stepping into your cunt. You're stepping into the waters of, like, the feminization, the womanhood, the goddessness. But you're not there yet. So I do think, like...
Stay off the internet, I'd say.
Yeah, well, unless you're doing, like... Well, I also think unless your voice is pretty severe, do not do the voice training YouTubes. Like,
really,
that stuff is like, I think that is how you'll get hoes out here being like,
there's this like very like, similar.
I have you ever come across a hoe and you're like, you've been voice training?
Yes.
And it's like, like, you thought you ate this. Like,
I listen,
voice training is important, and I'm not saying my voice all the way together, but I do think the intense voice training, like, start slow.
I mean, I...
Gotta crawl before you can run.
Yeah. I, like, was doing it for a while, and I can get my voice, like, very high and, like, sounding like that. But I think it just, like, there's a point where it's... You have to realize it sounds more natural to do, like, immediate... Like, a lower type voice. Because a lot of women have, like, a lowish... A more lowish voice, like cis women.
Well, yeah.
So it's, like... You don't have to talk like this and get completely nasal.
But have everyone done their Barbie?
Hello. Oh yes, I have practiced that on like a previous pod. Jo Marilyn showed me like how to do how she like answers the phone, like the sex phone, like the how she answers like the phone that's connected to like TS for rant or whatever. She's like, hello. Like she uses like her breath to like
hello.
Make it like a sex. Yeah, exactly. Like a sexy feminine hello.
Like and a Marilyn Monroe hello.
A Marilyn Monroe hello.
Yeah.
So I would voice train this hoe a lightly laser down. Do the beat. Get yourself a waist snatch something. Like something. Like snatch that shit the fuck up.
Get those spanks.
That's going to, like, kind of go somewhere. Get them to measure you for, like, a push-up bra with, like, extra stuff. Like, and then just wear, like, get some stuff off Fashion Nova that's, like, covers everything.
Get those spanks that go, like, from your toes to, like, your midsection.
Yes, snatch everything the fuck.
Yeah.
Because that's very feminizing. But I do, that would be my prescription.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, don't do too much, girl. Like, you, hoes pop up in tranny land, and then they want to be, like, the tranny president. And I'm like, baby, you got to wait, like,
you haven't even been a senator yet.
You think you're going to be the empress, and you ain't even been in Congress yet, mama? Mm-hmm. You haven't even been in...
You look like the jester, and you want to be the emperor?
I know. You know? I'm just like... Take your time, pay your... And mind you, when I came up in the shit, I was like, I'm the baddest tranny. Like, I'm the baddest bitch, and these hoes can't take me. You gotta wait on that shit. Like, I get now why older trannies will be, like, so cunty to you.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bitch, like, I get it. Like, I was crazy coming up. Like, I feel like a lot of hoes are crazy coming up. I think it's just, like, do your fucking research, do your homework, do the work behind closed doors, just make yourself cunt, like, and don't do too much about it, and then just pop up looking fierce.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I do want to play a little game with you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Before we sign off for the week, and it's related to what we've been talking about, and that is a little game called Egg Hunt.
Okay,
I want us to just talk about some of the people in our lives, in the media, celebrities, fictional characters that are important right now, like. Who do we think is secretly an egg? Who are we getting egg vibes from? Like, I will say, like, to start off, like, I do think that Joe Biden is, like, a bit of an egg.
You think so?
I don't think he was. Like, I don't think he was, like, 50 years ago or 40 years ago. Like, I think something
about... dementia turns you egg.
I think the dementia is kind of turning him...
It's like a scramble, like egg scramble.
Maybe I'm seeing the snatch. Like, maybe I'm seeing the, like, pulled tautness.
They keep pulling his face back a little more every single week.
Well, I feel like they have, like,
and it's getting crazy.
They have an apparatus in there where they can pull it with, like, a remote control or something. It's like, just gets snatched,
you know, in, like,
so fucking easy.
Middle school when kids had that, like, thing on top of their, like their braces or their retainer, like, hanging down from their jaw. They just crank this like metal key.
Yes. The back of his head. I think he has a metal key in the back of his head that he just he crank and it just pulls like piece at a time. Like how the bitches with like the huge like Mary XO XO Mary M had this for a while, like the big tits that have like the they have a port in the side so you can put a syringe in and fill it with more saline at any time.
So that's
you can
like so sick.
Slowly increase the size of your boobs like day to day. Yeah. In fucking sane and honestly kind of fucking cool, but I think he is.
Can you like take some out or is that a more complicated,
maybe with the I think it's I think once it's in there it's in there, girl. Okay. I think once it's in there it's in there. I think maybe you could drain it, but I don't I think I'd
it would probably look like crazy.
I don't think you'd be. But also the type of bitch who's injecting saline directly into
their
breast.
Yeah, she's not going to be like, let me take this down a little
too much.
Yeah,
like,
let me take a little off the top.
She's going to be like, my boobs are small, like more boobs. Like, I do think, like, there is a...
She's going to take a bike pump and be pumping it up and down, attaching it.
Every bitch I know who has breast implants is like, I want to go up a size. Like, if they're not big enough. And I'm like, bitch, what are you aiming for the Jessica Rabbit fantasy? Like, do you want your boobs to be so fucking big that, like, they eclipse the rest of your body? Like,
that
that's
like,
what
scary.
These... I think that's, like, the only way that... implant bitches will feel satisfied with their boobs.
I think it's cool though.
Yeah, bitch. I think anytime you want to go under the knife, amen. Amen to that. So I'm thinking Joe Biden because I see him beat, I see him contoured, I see, and I know that that's his staff, but there's also just something cunty and shady. Like he kind of reads like an old house mother. Like when he reads the hoe, like it feels feminine the way that he reads because it's like cunty mean coming from a place of hurt and he's beat down. But does anyone pop to your mind as a potential egg?
I'm trying to think potential eggs. I mean there are all these like stock answers that people give, like Troye Sivan or like Timothy Chalamet, and I don't think those.
I don't agree with either one. I don't think Timothy is an egg. I think Timothy likes getting pussy. I think that
I love Timothy too.
Yeah, love Timothy. What something from the audience?
Yeah, a nut as
JoJo Siwa is. Oh yeah.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa is a male egg.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
I agree with that.
JoJo Siwa. Oh, can I have a bump of that? Yeah. I'm going to do a bump of Coke. Hessa is has supplied us with Coke in the studio today.
No, I haven't. It's not true.
It's a prop. It's prop. Prop cocaine.
I'm trying to think. Let me think who I'm thinking of.
And you can take your time.
I know, like...
Because with the magic of editing, it seems like you just came up with it right...
Mostly what I think of, like... Hollywood people in terms of is like being secretly gay, like in the closet, rather than eggs. Like Daniel Craig, gay man.
Oh, he's gay. He is gay.
Obviously.
Well, I think he's like bi. Like I think he likes women, but I feel like he's fisted.
He's married to Rachel Weisz, who is like lesbian.
Oh, that's the beardiest beard.
Lesbian.
Rachel Weisz is the beardiest beard.
On like two drinks on a red carpet and is like, it makes me want to cry when I see how beautiful the women are at this event.
But he is like, Daniel Craig is like, when I see him, I'll be like, damn, that mesh top is real see-through. Like, he is like giving almost like a circuit effect.
He's like circuit gay mode, like truly.
But I feel like he was always very... He always gives me like whore, like male whore vibes. Like, gives me like pass around in like a
I love
way.
Him. Yeah.
I like, I know he's hot. I support a pass around gay. Like, when they said, I thought Anderson Cooper got so much cooler when Andy Cohen said, that he's a pass around, that Andy Cohen's a pass around party bottom. Like, that to me was like, that made me think, damn, Anderson's kind. Because Anderson's hot. Let's keep it 100.
He's hot. He's like, tall too, he's right? Like, isn't he tall?
Hot. Yes. He's very
he's
tall.
Like blue blood hot. He's like, you know, he's old money hot.
He's just so well done. Yeah, because he's so finished. Like, all of his skin is perfect. You can tell he's slept on silk sheets his whole life. Like, he just looks rich. Like, he looks like a rich fucking bottom. And I think that's great. Like, I support that. Mm-hmm. I support, like, an ultra pale, super smooth skin, like, white hair, like, party bottom. Like, that's a vibe. Like, there's something about that that is so beautiful. Like, you're just so smooth and pale and rich and, like, clean, and you just smell,
and you're like, try to ruin me. Going to all these other, like, dirtier, more primal gay guys, and you're like,
it makes me feel more pristine.
Yeah,
I support that.
It does. It never worked.
Do you have anyone else that you feel like is a bit of an egg secretly? And it can be both ways. It can be FTM, MTF. Like, there are a variety of eggs.
I think Billie Eilish might be.
I've been saying this for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that might be
the big tops, the big shirts and big shorts.
Well, I kind of get that. I mean, I do that all the time. Like,
big shirt, big shorts.
Not big shorts,
but big shirt.
That is big shorts is like so like frat guy.
But big shorts is man. Like, I feel like if you see big shorts, like, that's a man. Like, when I see a big short on a bitch, I'm not like, ooh, like, female. Like, even if they look feminine, like, I'm like, that's a tomboy boo.
Yeah.
So who else besides Billie Eilish?
I mean, JoJo Siwa, which
clearly
we discussed. Yeah.
Clearly.
Obviously.
Gonna drop the second Joe. It's just gonna be Joe Siwa.
Yeah. I think one who people keep bringing up as being maybe an egg, who I think is not one at all, is Kristen Stewart.
I'm with you. I'm with you on this.
Because she, something specifically in like the recent like interview thing that she said was like, she said it would be cool to have like a tiny mustache or something, or like a shitty mustache. And I'm like, she's not like, people are like, oh, she's so, you know, time to transition. I'm like, no, she's just so, that's just how lesbians like that flirt with
she's
each
just
other.
Like, kind of a butchy lesbian, sort of. She's not even fully butch. She's like, she's very much like a stim type hoe. Like, she wears makeup and stuff. Like, I don't think that
she's a Chanel spokesperson.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you're not gonna be a boy. Like, if you were gonna be a boy, you would have been cut them bitches off. Like, I don't think
she also, there's like a difference between being like a tom, like being like a tomboy and dressing and acting like a tomboy and loving that, and being like a trans mask guy. And I think that she is like, have you ever seen the picture of Kristen Stewart at like Hooters with all the Hooters girls?
She has
like a backwards hat, and she's just like,
oh yeah. She's just like thinking about that pussy girl.
Mm-hmm. She's so iconic. She's my queen.
Like, when you're really close to a hoe, are you ever like, I can smell her pussy in a good way? Because you like are a pussy. I'm not going to say pussy hound, but, like, you've told me, you said it on this podcast before that you love.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you can ever pick up, like, a whiff of pussy, like, in a positive way? Because there's obviously, like, the stank pussy. But do you feel like you ever, whenever, if you were in that Hooters picture, and do you think you could smell some pussy?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's, like, behind them panties. Like, it doesn't waft out.
I don't think, I can't really speak for for being present in that picture, but I imagine, like, I think those girls probably keep it clean, keep it, like, this is also something I've noticed recently is, like, deodorant commercials now.
Oh my God.
Are, like, so, like, every deodorant commercial, it started off with, like, these, like, crazy niche, like, Mormon deodorants where it's, like, hi, my name is, you know, Jocelyn Jones, and I, you know, my pussy smelled so bad that I had to invent a cream, and I invented it. And you can use it on the...
My pussy smells...
Now,
smart.
You can use it on there. It's great, you know? And then, like, it went from that to, like, now it's, like, all of the main deodorants. It's, like, Degree.
No.
And, like, yes, I literally, there's
degree
a Degree.
Degree is saying put it on your pussy?
There was a Degree commercial where a woman's like, I don't just smell in my armpits. I smell everywhere. And then she like opens her pants and like sprays into there. And there's an Old Spice one for men where it's like a man who's like at the gym, like doing yoga with a girl. And the girl's like, ugh. And like an Old Spice like person shows up and is like, you can put this anywhere, even on your...
What the and fuck? Is that true? Like, can you put random... Did they have to change the formula or can you just put deodorant?
That's
there
something
anyway?
I'm curious about. I think they definitely probably changed the formula.
On the train, there's whole body deo for men. And yeah. Like,
but deo's more and like it, natural. But
it's like it pops up in the three screens.
It's everything now.
Like on the upper part, like where you're like holding the... like, you know, pull up here and you're looking up and it's like it starts out as like even private parts, like whole body deo.
Yeah. I mean, but now like it's like so interesting how it's percolated down to like the mainstream.
Yes.
Deo, and now they're like, you know, 9 out of 10 gynecologists are like, this is fine to do.
Not, but the first, but the other one's like,
yeah, the one, the one. Pussy.
I feel like that is asking for a yeast infection. It's asking for.
It can't be good for you.
The kind of cream you don't want, like the rotten cream. Like, I don't think that that's okay to put in your pussy.
Also, if someone goes down on you and you like,
you have deodorant,
like the aluminum in your pussy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a cancer. Like,
I think like that's like they stopped using aluminum for like this new formula. I'm not. I can't like 100% say that, but like, I think like it was part of the reason why now it's like, oh, now you can use it everywhere, you know, like wink, wink. And it's like, I think it can't be good for you. And it's probably, if you try to suck someone's dick and they've sprayed like Old Spice on it, like I'm going to throw up. Like that is not.
I just don't think that there's any reason to even like consider spraying Old Spice all over your balls and dick.
Just
like
wash
you,
it.
Just wash it, babe. It like just tens, wash it.
It'd be so quick.
But I feel like some people have a stink that like
you could do it so quickly.
Some people have a stink that penetrates through the soap. Like I feel like some people do need that, but like unless you need it, like keep it on the shelf, bitch. Put it under your underarms.
Yeah.
Keep it pushing. It's no reason. For any of that.
Mm-hmm. Literally, that's like how deodorant got invented is because they're like, we need to make commercials that convince everyone that they smell like shit all the time. Like, and maybe partially true, but like, it was like, yeah, no, everyone, you stink. Like, everyone's like disgusting and you suck if like you don't buy deodorant and use it. And now it's like, yeah, they're doing the same thing, but for dicks and pussies. It's like, I'm here to say stop. Stop the steal.
Yeah. I'm here to say stop it. Just wash it.
Stop the steal.
Take some chlorophyll and keep it pushing.
Stop it, wash it, pick it up and drop it.
Yeah. 100.
Yeah.
100. Where are we at time-wise?
That was 2 minutes of talking.
All the time that we have. And it has been lovely to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll have you back.
Yes.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Oh, wait. Can I plug my podcast?
Oh, yes. Plug your podcast. Absolutely.
And you should plug your Patreon.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Okay. So your podcast is?
My podcast is called Seeking Derangements, and you can find it on Patreon and listen to it. It's also on Apple Podcasts, all major podcast apps. And I also am on a podcast called Chapo Trap House doing their movie episodes called Movie Mindset.
One of the biggest podcasts in the world.
It's pretty big, but we're doing some fun movie episodes coming up. We're doing season 2. So yeah, check those out.
I will be checking that out. Okay, and my Patreon is on my Patreon. It's on all my links in bio. Angel Money. I think it's patreon.com/angelmoney404.
Don't subscribe to my podcast. Subscribe to Money Talks.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, you guys have enough subscribers for the time being. I'm gonna take from y'all. Thank you guys so much for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Money Talks.